The typical American musical has a lot in common with the standard fairy tale. Both tend to trace the meandering path of romance leading up to, but not into, marriage. In his 1970 show Company, Stephen Sondheim has put away childish things. Company, currently at Cornstalk Theater under the direction of Nate Downs, finally is a musical for grown-ups. Yes, this is true in the fairly mature language and adult themes, including frank discussions of casual and extramarital sex, but also in the unsparing regard in which the story holds relationships. Actually, make that stories. The play depicts a collection of couples at various stages in the evolution of couplehood, and it's tough to find in those depictions even suggestions of sentimentality. Ostensibly, the story concerns Robert, played by Todd Michael Cook, still single as he turns 35 in New York. Helping him celebrate are the various couples that constitute the bulk of his social life, and who constantly hector him about his seeming inability to commit. Cook, as Robert, recalls the popular film and TV star John Krasinski, projecting much of that actor's amiability and charm. Robert is a stable and modest presence in the story. Around him orbit the various couples, along with a smattering of girlfriends. Harry and Sarah, he supposedly no longer drinking and she on a diet, each attempt to channel their desires through Robert, a kind of voyeuristic, vicarious indulgence. The encounter, bizarrely, culminates in a karate tussle into which Robert is unwittingly drawn. George Maxedon and Laurie Maxedon as Harry and Sarah are energetic and hilarious in the fracas. Peter and Susan, played by David Schick and Lisa Jeans, on the terrace of their apartment, cheerfully inform a stunned Robert that they are in the process of divorcing. Jeans plays Susan with relentless southern cheer, while Schick as Peter is as smooth and polished as a car salesman. Some of the biggest laughs of the evening come in the toy-strewn living room of David and Jenny, played by Joel Shoemaker and Carolyn Briggs Gall. Briggs Gall in particular provides a high note of comedy in the scene. On the day when Amy and Paul, already a committed live-in couple, are set to marry, Robert is there to talk Amy down from a serious case of cold feet. Chris Adams-Wenger is soothing and sensitive as Paul, while Liz Yokish's Amy is wildly funny and neurotic. The elder statesmen of the piece are Jerry Johnson as Larry and Sherry Beaver as Joanne. Marriage is so easy that Joanne has had three of them, and she pontificates at length when advising Robert what to do. She even makes a pass at him, which tells him a great deal of what he needs to know. Johnson's Larry is serviceable and solid, necessarily making way for Beaver's bitterly electric turn as Joanne. The strange thing about the character of Robert is that the play is in some ways not really his story. He is mostly the conduit through which the couple's relationship issues are revealed. Robert's on-and-off girlfriends, more types than fully drawn characters, provide only a little more insight into him. Sensible small-town Kathy, played by Lindsay Cheney, aggressive hippie chick Marta, played by Mariah Thornton, and ditzy stewardess April, played by Kate Erin Kennedy, all represent aspects of what Robert might want, and all the actresses bring considerable comedic punch to their roles. What do these encounters mean? Robert learns about the undercurrent of violence that simmers beneath the surface of some relationships. He learns that, apparently, happiness with a person may have little to do with actual marital status. He learns how ceaseless kindness and selflessness can be as maddening as indifference. And he learns about the trade-offs we often don't admit to accepting when we commit ourselves to another person. The songs, like many in Sondheim's challenging catalog, are not necessarily hum-along tunes, but they are memorable in their own way. Side by Side by Side is a manic, disturbing parody of typical Broadway musical production numbers, calculated to show how really exhausting Robert's life is as the third wheel to the various couples in his life. Yokish has a virtuoso standout performance with Getting Married Today. And Sorry Grateful is the one number I remember from seeing a production of the show in the early 1980s. It is bittersweet and beautiful, as only a Sondheim song can be. Company continues at Cornstalk, nightly at 7:30 p.m. through Saturday, August 31st. Tickets and information are available by calling 309-676-2196 or online at www.cornstocktheater.com.